And if he wants to call you on your phone, believe me, he can make it ring. Hallelujah. Wow, what a great day. I hope you've had the beginning of a new year for you. I have found out that God is awesome. How many of you know that? How many of you know God is awesome? I want to just hope I don't bother you this morning. I have a little bit of a grumble down under. So I'm going to bring some of this stuff right up here on the thing in case I get the little horse or something. I'll be able to spray my throat. Well, I want to talk to you about something this morning. I want to talk to you about a divine provision. Of divine providence. God is so awesome. God intervenes in our life. Have you ever felt that God has intervened in your life and I mean just changed your life and just poured out His Spirit into your life, and all of a sudden you're no longer satisfied doing the same old, but something's got to change. I mean, if you know what I'm talking about. Something's got to change. Well, you know, we're looking into this year of 2019, and this is not a New Year sermon. That was a couple of weeks ago. But the idea is that I just blew me away to realize that they started this work in 1979 right here in Waveland, Mississippi. Wow. And all the way to 2019, 40 years of divine intervention. And I've sat back and I've watched and wondered and looked and watched what God has done and what He is doing. I've looked back and seen how many people God has influenced through this ministry. I've looked back and seen how God has preserved and intervened and changed people's minds. Some of you know, sometimes people got in the midst of something and before you know it, they found out that God is really speaking to us today. Amen? Wow, there's been so many different people influenced, and I'm excited about what God is doing. And I've seen a lot of things that just didn't work out the way I thought they was going to be. How many of you just didn't work out the way you thought it was going to happen? Divine providence is the protective care of God as our spiritual power. Do we realize how awesome God is? Do we realize that there's been so many people that have tried to follow Jesus? There's been a lot of people that have followed Jesus. And there's been a lot of people that don't follow Him no more. How sad it is for those that don't follow Him anymore. I don't know about you, but ever since I decided to follow Jesus, from that day to this, it's been a progressive, encouraging, developing, phenomenal experience. I don't know about you, but all I can tell you is by what I have experienced. God has changed my life. He's changed my direction. He's changed my understanding. He's changed my influence. Have you ever realized that God is doing a mighty work inside of you? Do we trust God? Do we trust God's leadership? Do we trust and do we know that God is doing what He has to do to get what He wants out of us? Uh-oh. He's doing a mighty work. Excuse me just a minute. Are ready? Sorry about that. I've never seen what God has in store for us yet. I've had a few people come up and say, "What do you think the future lies?" I said, "I don't know. All I'm worried about is what we're having for lunch, you know." And I am just a little bit excited about the Saints game today. I'm kind of hoping that they win, you know. I mean, I'm just let you know. I mean, there's a few things that I look forward to, you know, eating and celebrating Jesus. Hallelujah. But do you trust God? Do you realize that we don't necessarily know what the future holds? Oh, there's a lot of people that like to predict it. Oh, there's a lot of people that say, well, you don't know. And they try to evaluate life by where they have been in their past. But I'm here to tell you, God's always exciting me. He's always surprising me and watching. And he said, man, let me show you what else I got in store for you. And he just gives us little glimpse of what he wants to do in our life. I don't know exactly what it is, but I am excited. I'm excited about what I see in people's lives. I'm excited about I see a changing, a getting closer to God desire in the body of Christ. Can we endure our correction for a while? Have you realized that God brings correction into your life? Do you realize that as we're doing things, we're realizing that God is saying, hey, let me get your attention. Have you been hearing His voice saying, not that way, but my way? My way is higher than your way. And you said, oh, sometimes in the midst of following Jesus, we don't understand that His way is absolutely higher than our way. He's got something better in store for you than you ever have prepared for yourself. If we'll follow Him. Say, I'll follow Him, Lord. Say, I'll follow you, Lord. Okay, I just wanted to make sure y'all always fell asleep on me, all right? My voice is a little gravelly and y'all falling asleep. I got to get more excited. I got you. Can we endure the correction from our Lord Jesus Christ? Because sometimes in our journey, we make a few mistakes. Anybody? Anybody not made a few mistakes? Okay. Along the journey, God has brought correction and direction, and He's trying to pull us into in line with His Word and in line with His vision. If we will decrease and let Him increase, if we will surrender and follow Him with all of our heart, all of my heart, Lord, all of our soul and all of our mind. Watch what Luke chapter 22 and 31 says this. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. This is Jesus speaking. He said, I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Now, this is one of the disciples he's talking to. And he's telling them, I'm praying for you that your faith will not fail. And when you have and when you've returned to me. You see, because sometimes along our journey, we get a little discouraged. We get a little bit sidetracked. We get a little bit off track. Can you say off track? We get a little bit off track. And the Lord says, but when? Say when. When you have returned to me. And you notice it's a capital M there. It's Jesus. Strengthen your brothers. Strengthen the brother. Strengthen the person next to you. Because guess what? They're going through the same kind of troubles and struggles you're going through. So instead of talking about them or putting them down or talking about what they're not doing right, strengthen them. Say strengthen them. That means reach out and encourage them. Pull them up by the hand. Say, come on, man. We can do this. We're part of the body of Christ. We're part of a team. How many of you know God wants us to act like a team? It's not about just your position that you're playing, but it's about the position we have in the body of Christ. John chapter 15 and verse 2 says, every branch that is in me does not bear fruit. Every branch that is in me that does not bear fruit, he will take away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Uh-oh. Say uh-oh. You know what pruning means? Oh, he's cutting away that bad. He's cutting away the. Oh, watch this. He's cutting away the dead stuff. Huh. How many of you know we got some dead stuff we're carrying along with us and we're just holding things and it's pulling us down. We're dragging old dead things with us. And the Lord says, I'm ready to do some pruning. Wow. I'm ready to do some pruning in your life today. Wow, that's a word for somebody here right now today. The Lord says, I want to prune you and take away some dead things. I want to cut some stuff out of your life. I want to cut some things off of you. Can you say amen? That's for you. But I have to pay. Wait a minute. He has pruned that your fruit, that you might bear more fruit. You see, the pruning brings new life. How many of you ever did some pruning on some trees in your house, in your yard or gardening or things like that? When you cut off the old stuff, it's amazing to me how you cut those branches off. And then next year, man, they all big and tall again. You got to prune them regularly. How many of you have been pruned more than once? If you haven't been, you're going to be. It's going to come. God, if you love God, if you're trying to do God's will, guess what happens every time we start growing the wrong way? Oh, let's cut that one off. Let's cut it off and prune it. Let's cut it back and get it this new life. Say new life. You know, the Lord, there's nothing new under the sun, it says in Ecclesiastes. But I'm here to tell you that there's new life inside of each and every one of us. God's doing a new thing. Say new thing. I believe that He's doing a new thing in this world today. There's a lot of people looking around and you got the old me and the old my and the old wonder why and how. And they're trying to figure this all out. And I don't really care. I know God's in control. I'm just going to follow Him today. For this is the day that He's made for me. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in today. Say today. The sun's going to come out sooner or later. Oh, it might rain for a season. You might be weeping in the morning, the Word says. I mean, it might be weeping for a night season, but there comes a time. The morning's coming. Amen. Joy comes in the morning, the Word says. Are you ready for some pruning? I didn't think anybody would respond to that one. Are you ready for some pruning? You see, because it's got to come. And the Lord says, I'm going to prune you. And there's some things I got to cut out of your life because this has no part of me. You see, there's things that we are doing that has no part of God. And that's why we're struggling, or that's why we're hurting, or that's why. And the Lord says, wait a minute, I'm trying to cut this off. And every time I cut it off, you're over there trying to stick it back together. You're trying to graft it back in. But it's not about grafting it back in. It's about relying upon God. Watch this, what this says. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 1. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. But he who hates correction, I am so glad this is in the Bible. Does it say? Yeah, it does. It says it just like that. Sometimes we say these words and it's like, boy, you almost feel bad for saying them. But this is scriptural. But he who hates correction is stupid. I understand that. Hallelujah. How many of y'all understand that? See, I like it when God makes it easy and plain. It's just like, guess what? Hey, stupid. Okay. Don't hate the correction that God's bringing. Don't hate the pruning. Because guess what? You ever heard it like this? Don't hate don't shoot the messenger. Yeah, don't hate the messenger. Guess what? That's what we've got to realize. God wants us not to hate and not to get caught up and built up. Man, there's so many people. I'm a Facebook person, right? I do post everything, every picture, everything I eat. How many of y'all liked all the pictures I eat? Ooh, look, a roast beef. Now you're hungry. There is so much hatred in this world. People post, I hate this, I hate that. Do you realize what you're saying? Let's start encouraging one another. Let's start trying not to talk about this person and that person and this leader and that leader. And let's just pray for them. How about that? Don't you think that's a much better thing for us to do, is pray for our leaders like the Word of God tells us to do? I'm not praying for him. He's a Republican. I'm not praying for him. He's a Democrat. Well, I'm just here to tell you that we all sin and fall short of the glory of the Lord. Don't get caught up in following the world and the world standards that's trying. I love the scripture where it talks about sowing the seed, and when it's sowed into the thorns, it talks about the cares of this world choking out the Word of God. And too many times we have allowed the cares of this world and trying to figure out who's doing what. And man, there's families splitting and people having trouble and there's kids committing suicide. And there's, man, how many of you know we got a lot of problems? How many of you know what the answer is? Say Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He can restore. Say restore. He can restore. He can recover you with the blood of Jesus this morning, every day. Every day, if we will prepare, if we'll put on the armor of God daily, we can prepare ourselves to go about and do battle. We talked a little bit about it last week in the leadership meeting about battles and how people, we all have battles to fight. But I'm here to tell you that you can be covered by the blood of the Lamb and that you can have the keys of victory right here in your hand this morning. And you can walk out of here and not be here tomorrow or the next day. How many of you know God wants you to understand He loves you and He died for you? Oh, do you trust God and do you trust His leaders? Oh, man. Have you ever read the story of Absalom? That's David's son. He went around trying to tell everybody around there, well, you know, if I was in charge, things would be a whole lot better. How many of you know a few of those people? Don't raise your hand, okay? If I was in charge, or I wouldn't do it like that. That's why God's not using you. But I'm just saying that Absalom stole the people. Watch this. In 2 Samuel 15 and 6, the Bible says, so Absalom stole, say stole. Absalom stole the heart of the men of Israel. And how many of you know, sometimes people can steal our heart and get us sidetracked and not following what we're supposed to be doing. Some people have been stealing people's hearts, and I'm not allowing them to focus on what's real. Is God is real. And He wants to talk to you individually. He wants to speak to your heart. Say, my heart. Oh, there's another word for somebody right there. Say, my heart. God says, I'm going to start speaking to your heart in the near days ahead. I'm going to start giving you some insight. I'm going to start giving you some wisdom like you've never had before. I'm going to give you some wisdom from above. Say above. Oh, and not below. You see, because we've been listening to a lot of stuff that's below. Some of us are just living way below the standard, way below where God wants us to be. He wants to pull you up. Boy, when I say words like that, sometimes I hear this. You ever remember this commercial like 30 years ago when for those of us that are older, there was some commercial, I think it was a Wendy's commercial or something. Anyway, it did this. Went cha-ching. You remember that commercial? What was that for? Anybody remember? Rallies? Okay, whatever. I don't know. They went cha-ching after every time they'd say a certain word. Cha-ching. And sometimes in our life, when we hear words of God's going to prosper you, for some reason, we go cha-ching. And please don't do that. You have cheapened God's word. You have cheapened. You have brought down to a temporal financial gain to what God really wants to do in your life. How many of you know you cannot buy happiness? You cannot buy joy. You cannot buy the peace of God that surpasses understanding. Oh, there's been a lot of people try. I heard this before just on Facebook. Watch this. I can't buy happiness, but I can buy crawfish. I love crawfish. But we can have all the crawfish in the world and be miserable. I'm here to tell you that God wants to bring peace. God, there's a word for somebody here this morning. God wants to bring peace to your family. Say family if that's you. Say family. God wants to bring some peace to your family and to your emotions. And there's something going on that God wants to do a work in right now. Get ready for what God has. Don't listen to the spirit of Absalom. Don't. You might realize that God has a real story going on. The real thing. If you ever go back, I encourage you to go back and read that story and find out what Absalom did. He tried to undercut. He tried to undergo his own father and try to take the kingship out from under his knees. And Absalom ended up in a lot of trouble. How many of you know he ended up in trouble? And how many of you know he didn't accomplish what he set out to do? But God accomplished what He wanted to do. Amen. So say, but God. I just wanted to be recorded here from Word of Faith. I am so excited and so blessed and so highly favored that God has done a historical thing here in Waveland by starting this church. I believe that our Apostle Charles Green is an anointed man of God. He was sent over here. He was asked to come over here, and he was sent by God to come over here and start this work. And then he took Brother Ernie Cully, and he placed him as a pastor, and God used him mightily. And then God used another man, Ron Skinner, and now he's here today with you. Say me. He's here today with you. 40 years of a tremendous heritage. I'm so excited about what God has done for me. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed because of it. And I have seen a lot of people be blessed. I have seen a lot of people that have come through here and have been blessed and have been encouraged, and their families are doing better. I've also seen some people that wanted to complain and whine and murmur and fuss and whine, and then they find out and they're out there and they're divorced and they're going through problems and family this and family that. Nah. I'm just going to tell you, God is faithful. He is faithful. He will not leave you the way He found you. Oh, He's going to do a mighty work inside of you. While each one has anointed and passed down a new generation, He's passed down mantles. He's passed down mantles. Wow. I got a word for somebody. And, God's weird.
Have you ever known that God's pretty weird? He does some things. You ever noticed he took God, you know, God took some people. This is not in my notes, by the way. This isn't pre-planned or nothing. Every now and then I feel like the Lord speaks to me at night to talk about a certain particular thing. But there's a mantle coming for somebody. There's a mantle coming for somebody. And have you ever read Elijah's mantle? The Lord told Elijah that when Elijah's mantle fall, if he was watching and he saw the mantle fall, that he'd have a double portion. There's some folks in here that's getting ready to get a double portion. And I'm just going to throw this up in the air. Don't run down here and get it. Don't run up here and get it. Please. I don't want to. What I'm saying is I want you to see something. I'm going to do a little natural thing here. But this is what the Lord says. I'm dropping a mantle for you. If you'll just reach up and grab it, the Lord says, I'm going to do a mighty work in you. I'm just going to do a mighty work in you. Now, that was in the natural. But there's a spiritual mantle being dropped right now. If you will receive it, if you will lift up your hands and say, Lord, give me. Please, Lord, I need it. I need a double portion right now, Lord. Lord, I'm tired of doing it in my own strength. I'm tired of trying to struggle and get through this alone, Lord. But, Lord, in you all things are possible. Lord, all things are possible. Get ready. Get ready, for the Lord's not finished with you yet. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Watch this. God is so good. I'm on page 3, huh? 4. The Lord says, follow me. God says, I'm building my church. I done lost my place. I have no idea where I'm at in my notes. All right, let me back up over here. It's on page 3, yeah. While each one has anointing and the mantle's falling. Yeah, that's it. Listen, Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident, say confident, of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it into the day of Christ Jesus. Divine providence. God has a plan. God is intervening in our lives. So some of us don't have our spiritual antennas up. You know how you receive a signal? I'll just say like a television or radio. So you got to have an antenna. You got to have an antenna. And God says some of us have not placed our antennas up. Our antennas are down. And the Lord says to prepare yourself. Get ready. Crank up your tower or whatever it is that you've got your antenna on and lift it up. For God's making a way where there seems to be no way. You may have been caught up into some things, but the Lord says that was days of old. These are new days. I'll call you and I'm setting you up, says the Lord. Our antennas are not up. You can tell when somebody's antenna is not up and they're not receiving signals from the Lord because of the way that we're living. How many of you know you can tell when you look at somebody's life whether or not they're living for Christ or not? I was talking to my friend this morning. He was just telling me this morning. He goes, I'm with some guys at work and quite a few of them are Christians. And he goes, and I said, you can tell by their life. And you can also tell when people are interested in finding out something about God. Who are they going to go to? They're going to go to the people they know go to church. They're going to go to the people that knows the Word of God. They're not going to go out. Oh, some of them will go out and try to find somebody to give them some words of encouragement or wisdom. But how many of you know they're looking at the wrong signal? Many people are just looking for any kind of signal, any kind of way, all types of signals. And that's what their antennas look like. Can you see that? Look what that looks like. And that's what some of our antennas are looking like. It's a mess. And we're receiving all kind of signals. And we're getting all kind of direction. And people are different, saying different things. And we're not focusing on what God's saying. But we're hearing way too much. God's doing a work. Can you tell some people are looking for a signal? By the way, they're looking for people's approval. Have you ever looked around at people looking for everybody else's approval? Well, you know, I'm not sure what you think. I don't know if I should go to this church or not. They're getting a little weird over there. They're prophesying. They're speaking in tongues. There's some weirdos. How should we go? Then they even clap and sing. Whoo! I don't know about you, but when I first walked in here, I was a Baptist boy. When I heard drums, guitars, and all that, I'm thinking, uh-oh. Back up. What's going on here? Uh-oh. Man, my sister came here from Tennessee. The whole time we was worshiping, she was all like, oh, Jesus, help me cleanse the blood of Jesus. Carol and I came here 38 years ago, and we walked in here, and I said, I don't understand all that's going on, but I like it. I was like, man, there's something speaking to my heart. And then you got to, Brother Ernie got to this point where he'd say, you walk in here sometimes and you start praising the Lord, and this is how you mostly start out. You're looking around thinking, what the heck are these people doing? And then you do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody's seen that. Hallelujah. I got away with it. Took me about 3 weeks. And I went from this to the Lord speaking to my heart and saying, what are you doing? I said, well, Lord, I want to worship you, but I don't want nobody to see it. The Lord said, loose your spirit in Tyrone. And immediately it went from this to this. And I didn't care who saw me. And I didn't care what anybody said. Because the Lord God Almighty spoke to my heart. And he said, I got something for you. And I'm going to change you. And I said, God, I need to change. How many of you need to change? God says, I got something for you. Don't hold back. Don't resist, because I got something for you. And from that day to this, I love Jesus more and more and more each day. Each day I get closer to him. Watch what the Lord says. Wait a minute. Excuse me. There's a lot of people that says a lot of things, and we're catching all kinds of signals. But listen for the Holy Spirit. Listen for the confirmation of the Holy Spirit, not other people. Get the Word of God and allow the Word of God to speak to your heart like never before. How many of you read your Bibles? Don't raise your hand. I don't want you to lie in church. We gotta read. We gotta get to the Word of God and find out what it truly says. Because along the journey, when we start actually reading it, we say, wow, I never realized it said that. I never realized it. And that's when the Holy Spirit speaks to you. You could have a good preacher preach it. How many of you know there's a lot of great preachers in this world preaching great messages, and people are walking in and walking out the same way? But when the Word of God speaks to your heart, I love it when you realize that you cannot walk out of here like you came in Jesus' name. Blind, oppressed, tormented, or sick, or lame. For the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. God's going to change our perspective in life. There's a lot of people saying a lot of things. Don't get caught up into getting. But how many of you know that we can be even offended by preachers? We can be offended by pastors or elders or deacons or brothers in Christ. We can be offended. How many of you know there's a lot of people walking around with a chip on their shoulder or offended because of what somebody else said? I'm here to tell you, this is what the Word of the Lord is saying to you right now. Forgive them, because they did not know what they were doing. Do you know that Jesus said that? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And you've been holding that chip. You've been holding that grudge. You've been holding that frustration for years now. And the Lord says, let it go. Say, let it go. Let it go and let God work in you. Because the only thing you're doing is holding back your own blessings. God wants to loose you this morning. Loose you and set you free. Don't be offended. Did you know that Cain told God, well, God, you know what? Abel's offering was accepted and mine wasn't. He was mad at his brother. He was mad. He killed his brother. How many of you know a lot of times we're killing each other? We're not helping each other up, but we're stabbing each other in the back. We're talking bad about this brother and that brother. I'm here to tell you, stop it. Stop it. Let's lift up each other. The Bible tells us to rejoice and do good to one another. This is, listen to this. This is what our motto is this way. What does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly in His presence? It's time for us to hear what the Lord's saying. John chapter 10 and 27. My sheep, say my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Who's building the church? Jesus. God's building His church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it unless we allow ourselves to step into hell. And we're allowing this stuff to happen. John chapter 8 and 28 says, I do nothing of myself, but my Father taught me. I speak these things, and He who sent me is with me. And my Father is not left me alone. I always do the things that pleasing to Him. How many of you know it's time for us to start doing the things that please our Father? Amen? Say, love one another. That's what pleases Him. Don't get caught up in the lie of the enemy. Don't get caught up in the following these signals that are leading us astray. The Lord, God has allowed us to do wrong things. Have you ever realized that? God will allow you to do the wrong thing. I've heard people say that. Well, you get saved and God will hold you straight on an arrow. No, He won't. I know a lot of people that thought that and ended up in trouble. I'm here to tell you, it's your choice, ain't my choice. You see, we can walk as close as we want with God, or we can walk as far away as we want with God. And so many of us are looking from the outside in and saying, boy, I sure wished I could have that in life. You can. Give it up. Follow Jesus. Follow the Lord God Almighty. He wants to bring it to us. He wants our spiritual eyes open, our ears open. He wants to make it easy to discern what He's saying. He wants to make it easy for you. There's an eternal weight of glory waiting for each and every one of us. Do you realize that we have not had our antennas up, but we have allowed ourselves to recede too many? We make all kind of excuses. Say excuses. Oh, I'm just looking for an excuse to do what I want to do. If I could just justify this, then it's okay. If I could just justify, if I make this excuse, if I tell, well, it's okay because, and we got all of our excuses, and the Lord says, stop it. Quit just making excuses. Read the Word of God and follow Him. Find out what He has for you. It's not the same thing as He's got for Bob. It's not the same thing. It's different. We each have an anointing. We each have a talent and a gift. Let's start realizing that there's an eternity that we're working on. It's not about just the temporary decisions that we're making. Oh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. How many of you know it's not okay? Oh, it's okay, but if you want to live far below what God has for you, if you're satisfied with where you're at, if you're really totally okay, then okay. But I think why? How many of you want a better life? I know each and every person in here wants to do what's right. How many of you know it's our choice? We've got to decide to follow Jesus. Proverbs 16:25 says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end leads to death. What? The Word of God says it like this. Watch this. Galatians 5:16. I say then, walk. Say walk. Walk in the Spirit, you won't feel the lust of the flesh. See, if we walk with Jesus, if we get up every morning and say our little prayers and ask for help and ask for Him to gird us up with His armor, and we get ready for the battle for that day, and the first time we get, by the time we leave our house and get out to the highway, four people cut us off and we already flipped them off. What? What's going on? Oh, man, I've seen people leave out the church in the parking lot. I mean, Tabitha laughed at me the other day. I didn't flip them off. I didn't. I really did. She's sitting there. We're at the red light, and this guy's like, and I'm like, Tabitha, I was like, we got to go. And the light's green. And he's sitting there playing on the phone. I tried to be patient. I try to be real patient. How many of y'all try to be patient? Sometimes. I sat over here for, and I'm thinking, when is this guy going to go? Come on, it's green, huh? Pop! I reached over and blew her on. I couldn't take it no more. Y'all ever blow your horn? No, I'm just saying. Walk in the Spirit, you won't feel a lustless flesh. A little further down, it says, thou must blow thy horn. No. A little further down, it says, talks about all the good things and the bad things that we're supposed to be doing. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago about it. In case your knower is broke. How many of you have a broke knower? Don't raise your hand. How many of y'all just got a little bent one? It may not broke, but it's bent. You know, we got some bent or broke knowers. We really know God is saying to us, say me. He's speaking to you today. Will you hear His voice? Watch what it says in Isaiah 5:20. It says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness. For some of us don't realize, or we've been trying to fix our knower, or some of us have just been ignoring the call of God. We've been ignoring. Have you ever heard God knocking on your heart? I mean, you gave your life to Christ. Did you hear him knocking? Man, I heard it so bright, so loud when he knocked on my door of my heart. Did you get to hear his voice that day? Well, how many of you know he's still knocking and he's still talking for you? He's still calling your name. He still calls you by your first name. He knows how many hairs are on your head, the word says. How many of you know he knows exactly where you are and what you're going through, and he knows what you need to get out? He's providing. He's providing a way where there seems to be no way. There's a road in the wilderness. Did you ever realize that God opened the Red Sea and parted it, and the Israelites got to walk through on dry ground? Do you realize that God's doing, I mean, he's making a way just for you through the wilderness. Some of us don't want our knowers to be fixed, or we're just ignoring it. We don't understand God's voice. Lord, just make it clearer. How many of you know he's made it pretty clear? Did you read your Bible? You see, because if we want to hear, we have to hear. We have to read it. We have to know what it says. Are we looking for somebody to agree with us? I mean, it's amazing to me how many times people will look around and they're trying to find two or three people that'll agree with them. If you disagree with me, then I'll be all right. I'm here to tell you, when people start looking for you to agree with them, back away from that and say, let's see what the Lord has to say. Let's pray about this, brother, instead of me giving you my opinion. How many of you know we like to give our opinions? But I'm here to tell you, quit giving your opinion and start really seeking God. Let's pray about this. Take a day or two. Let's take a day or two and fast and pray. Did you ever read the story of Esther? The book of Esther. You should go back and read that. The book of Esther. I'm talking about, they had this fellow named, what was his name? Where am I? I'm already three pages back. Okay. There was a fellow named Mordecai. It should have been the book of Mordecai, really. But if you go back and read it. But Esther, but he was born for such a time as this. And you know what? You might think, well, I'd like to have been born 50 years ago, 100 years ago in the Western days, or I would like to be in the future. I want to fly spaceships. Or how many of you know you wouldn't? This is your day. This is your time. And this is the day that the Lord has made for you. Rejoice and be glad in it. Find out where you fit. There's a pieces of a puzzle we're trying to put together. My goodness, where the heck was that? And I lost that page. Okay, I got off. Page 7 is the puzzle. Thank you. That's why I got notes. Quite a few people they even tried to tell Jesus what to do. How many of you know they were trying to tell Jesus what he should do? 1 Corinthians, 1 Chronicles 14:32. And the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God has not given us the author of confusion, but of peace, and of all the churches of the saints. It is your decision. What are you going to do with what God gave you? 1 Peter 4:5 says, they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this very reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead. Their knowers were broke, that they might be the judge according to the men in the flesh, but by the living God in the spirit. Divine providence. God knows where you are. He's in charge. Have you ever seen puzzles? I mean, you ever just take puzzles? Anybody ever work puzzles? Yeah, I work. I mean, I like to go in the nursery to have 7 pieces, you know. Makes it real easy, you know, put them together. You know what? And they got those 50-piece puzzles. I can do one of them probably, too. Maybe even 100. But well, when they get to those 500,000-piece puzzles, I'm like, that's too much for me. I ain't doing that. I'm not sitting down for 3 days putting down a puzzle. Okay, I have it on. Longer than that. Okay, well, all right, 6 months or whatever. But listen to this. In case you didn't know, there are 7.53 billion people on planet Earth. Do you realize that God is placing each piece right where it needs to be? Wow. And he's working a puzzle in your life. Sometimes we try to figure out that puzzle. But he's putting different pieces together so that they work and it completes the picture of God. 7.53 billion people, God's working in their lives.
Oh, but he's not working on those wicked ones. How many of you know? Yes, he is. He's working situations. He's working. He's manipulating people. He's trying to work out to where we can be, where we need to be, when we need to be there. And he's working it all out. Man, could we like I said, it's hard for me to do more than 50. Could you imagine what God is doing today in the spiritual realm for you? Do you realize the pieces he's moving and trying to get to where you can fit and work with somebody that you agree with instead of disagree with? Uh-oh. Allow God to be God. It does. We don't have to be caught up into figuring it all out. Right when I think I've got things figured out, he changes things. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, you start, man, you just do, everything's going wonderful, and you're like, hallelujah. And then all of a sudden things change, and you're like, what happened? Why you messed that up, God? It was working good. Because you were done with that lesson. Now it's on to lesson two, and lesson three, and lesson four, and lesson five. Have you realized that? How many of y'all have passed 300, you know? Those of y'all that are over five, you passed 300. We've all had some situations that we tried to figure out and it didn't work out the way we thought. Oh, because men's ways are, God's ways are higher than our ways. Along the journey, we've made a few mistakes. God brings correction. He brings us to a place of understanding. But I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit's job is to make us sensitive to hearing his voice. The Holy Spirit's job is the helper to help you learn exactly where your piece of puzzle fits. And how it needs to be turned. And what colors match up. And would things work together. How many of you ever tried to force a piece of puzzle in? You knew it was going to go. And you tried to hit it in and it just didn't go. Cut it and make it fit, right? Well, some of us got scissors out and we're kind of trying to cut out things in our life to make God fit. But I'm here to tell you, God just has everything right where it needs to be. Oh, man, don't get caught up in trying to do what God wants to do. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Learn how to resist, learn how to restrain, and learn how to pursue God. Because he wants to do a mighty work in you. Why are so many of us messed up? I don't know about you, but every time I talk to people, I say, Lord, help me. I'm so glad I'm not as messed up as they are. No, we got to give thanks to God. Amen. How many of you know there's a lot of people in this world that's got some problems. And he's going to give you some words of wisdom to be able to help them get through. But don't give them your opinion. Give them the word of God. Because the word of God will accomplish what it was sent out to do. It won't return void. Hallelujah. Do you know that? God is putting things together. Listen to what he says in John chapter 16 and 12. He says, I still have many things to tell you. Huh? But you can't bear him now. Uh-oh. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into. How many of you know when you're doing something wrong? You know that you're not supposed to be doing it. Because the Spirit of truth is guiding you into all truth. And you're thinking, wow, if I could just do this. Well, Lord, it'll be all right. Let's try to convince ourselves. But the Lord starts, some of us are half-done Pop-Tarts. You ever see a Pop-Tart pops up the toaster and you grab it and then you break it? And it's like, it's not ready yet. Now you're mad because you broke it. Won't go back in the toaster together, right? Some of us are half-baked Pop-Tarts. Well, I guess because we don't have our antennas up. We need a little bit more refining, huh? The gospel according to Pop-Tart. We need a little bit more heat. How many of you need a little bit more heat? Burn away the chaff, huh? Hallelujah. Oh, we don't see the way we need to see. We don't hear the way we need to hear. We don't do what we need to do. Oh, divine providence. God is protecting us and caring for us. Our spiritual powers in the Holy Spirit. God has sent his Holy Spirit that we might be the right place in the right time. I already did Book of Esther. That's why I messed up. I got ahead of myself. Do you know that God called Esther for the perfect time? And Mordecai told Esther, he goes, who knows that you were born into the kingdom for such a time as this? And that's what I want to leave you with this morning. I'm done.
that God is born you into the kingdom of God for such a time as this. It's not a coincidence that you're here this morning. God has brought you here to give you this word in season because He loves you. He wants to encourage you. He wants you to quit looking around and trying to figure it all out and trying to tell God what to do. But He wants us to start paying attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying. What the Spirit is saying to the church today. Can you get it with amen? Micah 6, this is the scripture for this year. I've showed you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you. What's my mission, God? What does the Lord require of me? To do justly. Say do. Do justly. To love mercy. Say love. To do justly. To love mercy and to walk humbly. Say walk humbly. With your God. Now, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you know Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Do you know? Is your Noah broken or has it just been a little? I'm here to tell you it's time for us to know Jesus like never before. It's time for us to grow closer to the God. For God is our provider. Excuse me. Being led by God is very evident when we're led by God. It's such a great opportunity we have if we'll allow ourselves, say allow, to be led by God. If you're just standing on your feet, let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for another wonderful day. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. Lord, we ask you to open our eyes and ears and heart. Lord, we ask you to pour out peace in families that are struggling. Lord, we ask you to pour out your spirit right now. Bring healing to bodies that are in need of healing. Lord, we send a word, oh God, right now to Dawn. And Lord, we send a word to, what's the baby's name? Serena, it's in the hospital, Father. Lord, we send a word right now to Sam and Angelica. That you would give them peace of mind, Lord. Let them know that you're in charge of that precious baby's life. Lord, we send a word right now to Lynn's dad, Lynn and her family and her dad, to, what's y'all's last name? And I forgot. I know Rebecca, but Como, okay. To the Comos. I was like, man, I don't know their last name. Lord, we send a word right now. Lord, right now to the Comos, Lord, that you would bring peace, Lord, as their precious father and husband is off doing his military duty for months. Give him strength, Lord. Bring peace into their home. Encourage them, oh God. Father, we thank you for your precious life. Lord, do a mighty work, Lord, that we would see that your perfect will be done. Lord, that we can't figure this out. We don't have the answers, but you do. So, Father, do a work right now in our lives. In Jesus' name. Everyone say amen. 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 God bless you. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. If you've got kids in children's church, go get them. Or in the nursery. Huh? Oh, wait. Charlie's got something else you need to say real quick.